An Infamous Army by Georgette Heyer, read by Claire Higgins. Chapter 1. The youthful gentleman in the scarlet coat with blue facings and gold lace, who was seated in the window of Lady Worth's drawing-room, idly looking down into the street, ceased for a moment to pay any attention to the conversation that was in progress. Among the passers-by, a Bruxelloise in a black mantilla had caught his eye. She was lovely enough to be watched the whole way down the street. Besides, the conversation in the salon was very dull, just the same stuff that was being said all over Brussels. I own one can be more comfortable now that Lord Hill is here, but I wish the Duke could come. The Bruxelloise had cast a roguish dark eye up at the window as she passed. The gentleman in scarlet did not even hear this remark, delivered by Lady Worth in an anxious tone which made her morning visitors look grave for a minute. The Earl of Worth said dryly, "To be sure, my love, so do we all." Georgiana Lennox, who was seated on the sofa with her hands clasped on top of her muff, subscribed to her hostess's sentiments with a sigh, but smiled at the Earl's words, and reminded him that there was one person at least in Brussels who did not wish for the Duke's arrival. "My dear sir, the Prince is in the most dreadful huff. No other word for it. Only fancy, he scolded me for wanting the Duke to make haste, as though I could not trust him to account for Bonaparte, if you please." "How awkward for you," said Lady Worth. "What did you say?" "Oh, I said nothing that was not true, I assure you. I like the Prince very well. But it is a little too much to suppose that a mere boy is capable of taking the field against Bonaparte." "Why, what experience has he had? I might as well consider my brother March a fit commander. Indeed, he was on the Duke's staff for longer than the Prince." "Is it true that the Prince and his father don't agree?" asked Sir Peregrine Taverner, a fair young man in a blue coat with very large silver buttons.